You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Greetings, Hoops heads. Welcome to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Friday, March 9th. I'm your host, Aliko Carter. Great game last night on International Women's Day. Kevin Durant was absolutely heroic, and the Warriors won despite Stephen Curry's very early ankle tweak. Steph will not be playing tonight versus the Blazers. We're going to talk about the game against the Spurs in the first segment. In the second segment, we're going to preview the game against the Blazers. And in the third segment, we'll be looking at the Minnesota Timberwolves, who will be in town on Sunday. And that game will be on ABC. No Reddit hole today. The schedule will not allow it. But I do want to also touch briefly on NBA streaks and just keep us all apprised of how the playoff races are shaking out in the last 15 to 17 games. Thanks for joining in today. You can catch my written work on Forbes.com. I've also been featured on BleacherReport.com. You can get this podcast and any Locked On Podcast Network podcast wherever podcasts are available. That's iTunes, iOS, Google Play, Spotify, and LockedOnWarriors.com. Make sure you bookmark that page. You can also find us on Facebook at Locked On Dubs and Locked On NBA Net. Make sure you hit like and subscribe to those pages. And also, you can get in touch with me via Twitter at Koji Tare, KOGITARE, or at Locked On Dubs. I tweet from both accounts. You can also get in touch with me via email if you want to chop it up about anything Warriors, anything basketball, or anything at all. AlikoCarter11@gmail.com. That's A-L-I-K-O Carter 11 at Gmail. I had the pleasure of being at the game last night as a fan, not as a member of the press, and I've done both many times, and there's just nothing like, you know, I'm from Oakland, if you didn't know. If you're a new listener, I talk about Oakland a lot. Oakland means a lot to me. The Bay Area means a lot to me, and the Warriors mean a lot to me, and I'm not about to not be a fan just because I'm also a member of the press. So it's a really interesting juxtaposition being there as a fan versus, you know, being there with a credential. But I did have a wonderful time last night, and there was a hush around the arena really, really early on from Steph's injury, and the Warriors were already banged up. And so it didn't really get loud in there until the Warriors really started to push back in the fourth quarter. The Warriors were wearing their Chinese heritage jerseys, those bright yellow jerseys with the sea monster on the front above the city logo. And the Spurs were wearing their black and gray digital camo jerseys. So this was quite the showcase of what Nike has to offer this year. And, you know, basketball is basketball, but there's definitely a different flair this year for these jerseys and games like this where both teams can wear their colors. It makes it, I think, a better sporting experience. I definitely want to talk about Curry's ankle tweak. He didn't land on anybody's foot. He just kind of rolled it a little bit. His right ankle, when he was going up very early in the game, about 9-plus minutes to go, he went up for a layup, got fouled, and took a few steps, actually. And then the ankle rolled. So it's just a little bit of weakness there. It seems like just a minor tweak, and hopefully he'll be back on Sunday. Will not be playing tonight. A lot of other people on the inactive list tonight as well, and we'll get to that in the second segment. It was a block party for the Warriors last night, especially, you know, I just think they were ignited after Stephen Curry went out with the injury. There was a grittiness to the game. Obviously, the Spurs made their runs. The Warriors had a difficult time getting shots in the basket in the second quarter, but man, were they playing defense. My goodness. The transition defense could be better, definitely. But the blocks, 4 blocks for Kevin Durant, 2 for Draymond, 4 for JaVale, 1 for Livingston, and 1 for Omri Caspi. Great one for Omri Caspi. Great minutes from Omri Caspi. A huge dunk in the first half. But he was a minus 16, worst on the team. Klay Thompson was a plus 19, despite the fact that he went 5 of 16 from the field. He played in lineups that just did a good job defensively. Six steals for the Warriors as well, including three from Draymond Green. Triple-double Draymond Green. 12 rebounds, 10 assists to go with his 11 points, and a plus 17. There was a nice moment with Draymond and one of the referees where Draymond stripped. He came down onto LaMarcus Aldridge and stripped the ball from him as LaMarcus was going up. It was clean. It was clean. This was in the second quarter. And Draymond reacted as the foul was being called very strongly. He felt it was not a foul. Most of the arena felt it was not a foul because it was not a foul. And the referee just stood there with his hand up holding the foul call and kind of took the initial reaction from Draymond. And then Draymond calmed down and the ref went over, you know, did his thing at the scorer's table. And I think that's the way to referee, you know, Draymond Green is, you know, he's going to react. People are going to react. And you as the referee have to know, oh, maybe I did make a mistake. You can't tell Draymond that, obviously. But looking at the film, they know that that wasn't a foul. And that Draymond reacting was part of what Draymond does. And so he reacted for about 5 seconds. He probably said some MFs and some GDs. And the referee did not blow that whistle a second time and call a technical foul. And I just think that that's what good refereeing is all about, understanding that players are going to react, understanding that you may get calls wrong, and understanding that after that initial reaction, you can still keep going without having to blow that whistle and call a technical foul. Kevin Durant, 14 of 26, 4 of 7 from 3, 5 of 7 from the line. He had 11 rebounds, big rebounds, 4 assists. To go with those 4 blocks, I told you about 37 points. Without Kevin Durant, we're not in this game. He made a series of difficult shots one-on-one. Kyle Anderson was on him a bunch of the time, and he just took him to task. He went around screens extremely well, made shots. He made three-pointers. In the fourth quarter, there was a big shot, 4:26 or so to go in the game. Made a huge three-pointer, bring the Warriors within 6. And the Warriors had the rest of the energy the rest of the way and were able to play good defense. That call on the three-point attempt of LaMarcus Aldridge at the end of the game was tough, and LaMarcus ended up only making 2 of 3 free throws, so that was a little bit of poetic justice there. I don't think that Draymond committed a foul there. I thought he was playing pretty good defense. So many subjects to talk about in this game. LaMarcus Aldridge played extremely well, 30 points, 17 rebounds, but back to the Warriors. Quinn Cook had fantastic minutes. Kevon Looney had fantastic minutes. JaVale McGee had fantastic minutes. I talked about Caspi. It was a dunk party. JaVale with a bunch of dunks, lob dunks. Caspi with a huge dunk. Kevin Durant with dunks out the wazoo. Klay Thompson. We're going to start having to call him a scorer because, you know, he didn't shoot the ball well. Like I said, 5 of 16, 1 of 5 from 3, but he had some left-handed layups that were just very nice. Moves to the basket with finesse. One just went straight through the net, one off the backboard. And Klay is, you know, starting to do some of those, I mean, the turnarounds, he adds the skills to his game every year. He's more than just a shooter. He's a great defender, which is why they were plus 16 on the night with him on the floor. And he's a great scorer. You are listening to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day. Now it's time to talk about the Blazers. The Warriors are in Portland before heading to Minnesota on Sunday for the matinee. I mistakenly said that game was going to be at Oracle. It's actually in Minneapolis. So nice little wintry trip there. The Blazers are going to be a tough matchup. Unlike the Spurs, who came into the game only winning 3 of their last 11, the Blazers are on an 8-game win streak. They started that win streak with a win over the Golden State Warriors in the last game before the All-Star break. That game was at Portland as well. They've gotten wins over some very good teams since then. They won at the Jazz. They beat the Wolves at home. They beat the Thunder at home. They've only had one really close call. That was at the Phoenix Suns on February 24th, 106-104 victory. But for the most part, they're winning by 7 or more points per game. And they just walloped the Knicks 111-87 at Portland on Tuesday night. So they've got 2 days of rest, and the Warriors are on the Sega Baba and traveling and without Stephen Curry. Jordan Bell is out. Andre Iguodala is out. David West is out. And Patrick McCaw is out. It's unclear whether Steve Kerr is going to start Sean Livingston or Quinn Cook, but look for good minutes from Quinn Cook either way, and maybe he'll keep Sean on the bench to keep his rotations kind of normal. But, you know, with 5 players out, those rotations are kind of not normal anyway. Andre, especially, big one. David West, a big one. They both play 15 to 25 minutes a game. You got to get those minutes from somewhere. I love what JaVale has brought in the starting role. I'm thinking we're going to see a lot of JaVale, a lot of Kevon. Zaza is probably not mobile enough to stay with Yusuf Nurkic and some of the other bigs Portland likes to play. They like to come out at the three-point line and shoot. And Zaza's not too comfortable out there on the defensive end. I want to see more minutes from Omri Caspi. Nick Young had a good game offensively last night, but was not very good defensively, and Omri brings a defensive intensity that Nick Young can't replicate. Nick Young gets his shot off so much quicker, but if we can just run some plays to get Omri Caspi sprung open for a 3 or 2, that would certainly be a welcome sight. It's also entirely possible we see Damian Jones on the active roster. I mean, the Warriors are banged up, like I said, and Jones has been playing well for the C-dubs. Could be time for him to make some noise with the big club. The Dubs did a good job of not turning the ball over against the Spurs. They're going to have to replicate that in Portland because Portland's defense has been their calling card for the entire season, more so than their offense. And over the course of this stretch, they've held opponents to less than 100 points 4 separate occasions during the 8-game win streak. Oklahoma City scored exactly 100, the Lakers scored 103, Phoenix 104, and the only team that really blew open their defense was the Warriors, and we still lost. It was 123-117, if you recall, back on Valentine's Day. During this stretch, they're holding opponents to 44% shooting, and only 30.5% shooting from three. That's excellent. They're really running players off the line. The defense has been active. The hands have been active. They're getting out, forcing turnovers. Meanwhile, they're scoring 110 points per game over this stretch and 38% from three. They're out-rebounding their opponents by 4 per game. The Warriors are going to have to rebound as a committee like they have been the last couple of games. The Trailblazers are recording 7.6 steals, 4.6 blocks, and only 13 turnovers a game. This is a team that's locked in. They've advanced all the way to the 3rd spot in the West. They feel they belong. They feel this is their year, led by Damian Lillard wearing the letter O for Oakland, and of course, his running mate, CJ McCollum. If you remove the first game where the Warriors lost but scored 117 points, this Blazers team looks even better. All of those 7 games on the win streak post-All-Star, opponents are shooting 43%. They're only shooting 29% from three. And the Blazers are outscoring their opponents by 12 points a game. That would lead the league over the course of the season. Interestingly, CJ McCollum hasn't been incredible from the field over this stretch, only shooting 41%, but also shooting 41% from three. Dame is shooting 42% from three and scoring 33 points a game over this stretch. His plus minus is 10, CJ's is a 9.6, Yusuf Nurkic is an 8.1, and Shabazz Napier, who's been getting a ton of minutes, is an 8.0. Al-Farouq Aminu and Mo Harkless are also playing very well for the Blazers, as are Zach Collins and Pat Connaughton. Keys to this game would be patience on the offensive end. Don't turn the ball over. On the defensive end, rebound like your life depended on it. Klay Thompson, keep playing the defense you've been playing. Whether it's on Dame or on CJ, run them off the line. Yusuf Nurkic, shooting 51.5%. Get him. Get that man. Also got to run Al-Farouq Aminu and Evan Turner off the line as well. They don't take a ton of them, but they make 43% each. And Mo Harkless, 40%. Zach Collins, 46%. This is just a very good three-point shooting team. They will bury you if you put your hands down. Hand down, man down. That's what our boy Mark Jackson says. You're listening to Locked On Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now I want to talk to you about sponsoring the Locked On Warriors podcast. Podcasts are hot right now, and smart advertisers are going to podcasts to get their products to the people. Locked On Warriors is no different. were listened to by a connected male audience. 98% men, 80% between the ages of 18 and 44. If that's your target demographic, send me an email, alikocarter11@gmail.com. Our rates are reasonable, and I will get you all the details. Look forward to hearing from you. Now we're looking ahead to Sunday, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Very tough stretch of games, 3 games in 4 nights for the Warriors. And this little roadie is you know, they don't have a lot of time to rest. They don't have a lot of time to get Stephen Curry healthy, most importantly. But also everyone else who's banged up. Andre, he's dealing with a left wrist sprain. Jordan Bell is dealing with that right ankle sprain. Patrick McCaw, obviously, the fracture in his left wrist is going to need more time to heal. David West has a cyst on his right arm. They've been using antibiotics, but it's uncertain whether he'll be able to go on Sunday, though he's out tonight against the Blazers. The Wolves are on a 3-game losing streak. They lost at Portland, they lost at Utah, and they lost at home to the Boston Celtics. All very good teams. Tough, tough stretch of games for the Minnesota Timberwolves right now, especially without Jimmy Butler, who's still nursing that knee injury. Despite their size, the Wolves are not a great rebounding team, only 24th in the league, but they score the 6th most points, 111 points a game. They're 9 games over .500, which leaves them in the 6th spot in the Western Conference. That's tough. It's just really tough to play in the Western Conference. It's tough to play in both conferences this year. And they obviously were very recently 12 games above 500. And it's just so crazy how quickly fortunes can change. They were sitting in that 3rd spot for a minute. The Wolves have played 6 games since the All-Star break, and their scoring is really spread out all across the roster. Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins leading the way with 21 points apiece. Big Cat also chipping in 12.5 rebounds, 2.3 assists. They're getting scoring from down the roster, too. Former All-Star Jeff Teague averaging 19 points a game during the stretch. Taj Gibson, Nemanja Bjelica, Jamal Crawford, all averaging more than 10 points a game. And Bjelica in particular shooting the lights out, 53.8% from the field and 50% from three. During this stretch, Wiggins, Teague also shooting the ball extremely well. Though Karl Anthony Towns, not 27% from three on only 2 attempts. He's poised to make more. Once again, a game where we're probably going to see some Kevon get that mobility out there against Big Cat players like Gorgui Dieng, who is playing 19 minutes a game and doing some damage in those 19 minutes. But it's simple. Unlike the Blazers, who can rely on Al-Farouq Aminu to provide better than average defense at the 3-4 position, the Wolves don't have anybody who can guard Kevin Durant. Bjelica gonna stay with Durant? Wiggins? Nah. I'm looking at this roster right now, and Kevin Durant is going to have a field day against this roster, and he's obviously feeling it right now. So hopefully he can keep this stretch going and be the Warriors' MVP while Stephen Curry recovers from his latest ankle tweak. They're calling it a tweak on Warriors PR, which I really like. They're not calling it an injury. They're not calling it anything serious. So right now they're using the word tweak. Everybody's using the word tweak. They probably went throughout the organization and said, this is the kind of language that we're going to use right now to describe this because we're not worried. Good marketing from the Warriors on this latest injury. And Klay Thompson, also poised to break out of his streak against a team that isn't incredible defensively, is a very good offensive team. But once again, who are they going to have without Jimmy Butler to guard Klay Thompson? He's going to get easier shots than he did against the Spurs. He's going to get easier shots than he will against the Blazers tonight. And I'm looking for, one, a big game from him, two, a big game from Kevin Durant, 3 good minutes from Kevon Looney. And I'm liking what, like I said, in the first segment, JaVale is bringing starting. He's just so energetic. He's doing everything right in his minutes on the offensive end and on the defensive end. I'd like to see him rebound a little bit better, but obviously Kevin Durant and Draymond Green have been rebounding the ball extremely well, and Klay Thompson at the guard position. So just continue to rebound as a team against a Wolves squad that really doesn't do a great job at that. Don't turn the ball over, obviously. The Wolves aren't great at forcing turnovers. And play good defense, because the Wolves are a very good offensive team. Just make sure your rotations are crisp, and then the offense should take care of itself. That's about as much time as I have for today. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy this game tonight against the Blazers. Enjoy the game at 12:30 on Sunday against the Wolves, and I'll catch you on Monday. Stay thoughtful, Hoopsheads.